In Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX, the Seattle Sounders play the Colorado Rapids Sunday afternoon in the second leg of the Western Conference Finals. The Sounders won the first match Tuesday night, 2-1. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talks about what needs to happen to send the Sounders to their first MLS Cup. The Sounders' two new stars, Jordan Morris and Nicholas Ladero, came through again Tuesday night, Art.
It was a big deal. This is why you have star players, because they came through against a very tough Rapids team. In the 19th minute, Jordan Morris, the former Mercer Island star and Stanford star, scored on a rebound off the near post. And then in the 60th minute, Nicholas Ladero nailed a penalty kick for a 2-1 advantage that held up throughout a very intense game in front of 44,000 very soggy fans.
Yes.
On Tuesday night. These are the two that replaced the two biggest stars on the Sounders team. Fans may recall that Obafemi Martins was lost to playing in China in February, and then Clint Dempsey went out this summer with a heart condition. That's a big blow to any team, but the Sounders have overcome that because Morris was such a substantial contributor in his rookie year. He was named MLS Rookie of the Year, followed by an award called Newcomer of the Year that went to Nicholas Ladero. He came in July from Uruguay, just 27 years old, in his prime, and has been a very powerful influence on the Sounders, and has been now, with this goal on Tuesday, the all-time leading scorer in the playoffs for the Sounders in one postseason. So it was very impressive on the part of both of these guys to deliver the goods when it was most needed.
And we'll see how they do Sunday in the second leg. Let's look ahead to that. That's going to be played in Colorado.
Right. The Rapids are very, very good at home. They have this incredible record. They won 11 games, lost none, and tied 6 this year at home. And on top of that, they were, as the coach after the game proudly pointed out, 14-0 in games that were decided 1-0. And that's what the Rapids are going to play for, because if they win 1-0, the road goal counts as the tiebreaker in a series that's tied with one win apiece. So if the Sounders don't get a road goal, they'll lose in a 1-0 game, and that's going to be the Colorado strategy, is to try to deny, and then sneak one in. And so that's what the Sounders have to overcome on Sunday. They've got to get a goal somewhere.
And the Rapids are also playing with the advantage of altitude, correct?
Yes, that's one of the things that is really difficult. One of the reasons they have such a great record is because most teams run out of gas at playing at the 5,200-foot level at Commerce City, Colorado. So it's an advantage that they exploit by being a defensive-oriented team, and the Sounders have to prevail probably again through Nicholas Ladero. He's a Uruguayan who's played many, many games at the high altitude of the Andes. There are stadiums at 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 feet in the Andes. And so this is no big deal. When we talked after the game, he said, altitude, no, I've played at many other stadiums besides Colorado. And he just completely dismissed the threat of altitude being a problem for him. Now, the rest of the Sounders are going to be playing in a short rest week, so it's going to be more difficult. They need a superstar, and he's the best player on the field for both teams. If they prevail, the Sounders will be in the MLS Cup for the first time in their history. They will play the winner of the Eastern Conference Final between Toronto and Montreal. And if Montreal prevails, and they did win their first game 3-2, that means the Sounders will host the MLS Cup. So I would advise all Sounders fans to spell go, G-E-A-U-X, and say go Montreal.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.